Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Healthy Pinoy.
Kahit na ng mga sunod-sunod na lockdown, hindi maiiwasang tayo ay makaramdam ng COVID anxiety na kadalasang nagresulta sa mga sleeping problems o insomnia. Ngayong umaga sa Healthy Pinoy, kasama nating muli Dr. Angelica Lugarda Scott upang sagutin ang health concern ng ating mga tagapakinig na nagkaroon ng mga problema sa kanilang pagtulog simula ng magka-pandemya. Magandang araw muli sa iyo, Dr.
Magandang araw, Claudette, at magandang araw sa lahat ng mga listeners natin ngayon. Gusto ko rin silang kumustahin silang lahat. Sana they are all coping well sa panahong ito na nasa lockdown tayo at increasing yung number of COVID cases natin. Hope you are all doing well.
Oo nga, speaking of increasing number of cases, Doc, isa yan sa mga dahilan, no, kung bakit marami sa ating mga tagapakinig ngayon ang medyo po talagang nagsastruggle matulog, no, nahihirapan matulog. Sabi nga nila po, before pa nagka-pandemic, okay naman po yung kanilang sleeping patterns, pero ngayon na nagka-pandemya, parang bigla sila nagkaroon ng insomnia. So, nangyayari po ba yung mga ganitong problema, Doc, sa ating pagtulog?
Yes, Claudette, this is very common na naapektuhan yung ating pagtulog. Mm-hmm. Ito yung tinatawag natin, Claudette, na coronasomnia or sleeping problem dulot ng pandemya. Pero hindi lang dahil sa COVID, meron ding contributing factors din yung mga stressful situations sa ating life, mm-hmm, which can then cause temporary disturbance in our sleep.
Mm-mm.
According sa pag-aaral, mga 4 out of 10 people reported trouble sleeping during this pandemic. So, it's quite a lot.
Ano usually, Doc, yung mga reasons, no, dahilan kung bakit nararanasan ng karamihan ngayon itong insomnia?
So, maraming dahilan. So, isa na dito is yung increasing or increased stress level. So, it can be obviously stress from contracting the virus or stress at work kasi, you know, having this pandemic, it can bring a lot of changes to your work, di ba? Also, to everyone, this pandemic is a major stress event. So, kaya maraming naaapektuhan ito din. Pangalawa is yung grief or kalungkutan. A lot of people suffer from mental health issues, especially ngayong COVID-19. Pangatlo yung anxiety or pangangamba. Other causes rin, Claudette, is yung loss of daily routine. Alam natin na ngayon nag-lockdown tayo, minsan yung normal routine natin is disrupted, yeah?
Yep.
Another din is yung increased media exposure. Yung palagi na lang tayong nakikinig sa news, which can then affect our mental health and causes us anxiety. Pero common din yung financial stress. Maraming mga kababayan natin, they lost their job because of this pandemic. Emotional stress, yung mga we have relatives abroad or maybe sa Pilipinas na are affected by pandemic or yung COVID-19. And also, just the general feeling of uncertainty or distance from people can bring or cause this coronasomnia.
May mga paraan ba na pwede natin gawin, no? O pwedeng gawin ng ating mga tagapakinig upang malabanan nila ito? May mga guidelines ba to sleeping well na maaaring maibahagi?
Marami tayong mga guidelines in terms on how to improve our sleep hygiene, yung tinatawag natin para matulog tayo ng maayos. Obviously, gusto ko na rin in-discuss yung bang anong science behind bakit tayo na nagigising o hindi makatulog ng tama kung ganito stressful tayo. Kasi the science behind it, Claudette, is that during heightened stress level, mataas yung ating cortisol level.
Okay.
Yung cortisol level kasi natin is yung stress hormone na needed obviously to energize our body, to keep us all alert and awake. Pero at the same time, it disrupts melatonin production. So alam mo naman yung melatonin, they are the sleep hormone. So it disrupts the production of it at night. Kaya kung mataas yung stress hormone, yes, mataas yung stress hormone, nakaka-apekto ito sa production ng melatonin, thus cause the sleeping trouble. Few things now we can do to help with our sleep routine. So first is we ensure that you get the morning sunlight. Kasi ang sleeping pattern, it actually starts upon waking up in the morning. So it improves your brain to start the day.
Mm-mm.
So morning sunlight is very important because it is a regular, it is a key regulator of your sleep-wake cycle.
Vitamin D, do, tama?
Oo, dapat rin yan. Very important. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Another thing is yung i-establish natin yung ating routine during the day. As we mentioned a while ago, na during the lockdown, we lose track of everything. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
At saka, especially alam naman natin maraming mga working from home dyan and also parents doing homeschooling. Sometimes it's so hard to keep track of everything, di ba? Thirdly is yung tinatawag natin limit your media exposure. So avoid checking the news all the time. Kasi it is associated with higher level of anxiety. Para naman sa sleep hygiene, it's important na mag-set ka ng bedtime na, I will sleep at 9 o'clock. Yeah? At saka, I will wake up at 7 o'clock. So parang may regular time. Kasi nasa-set yung ating body clock to wake up at that time and to go to bed at that time. Yeah? Also, avoid long naps in the afternoon. So ang tendency kasi kung meron tayong sleep deprivation the night before is magsisleep tayo sa afternoon, di ba? Magnanap tayo. But avoid long naps kasi nga it can then affect your sleeping time at night. And also, it's important to make your bed dark. So, madilim, make sure na it's quiet at malamig. So, mga 18 degrees kasi it can make you comfortable at night. Tapos, yun yung early dinner. Di ba, pinapag-uusapan natin na maganda yun yan. So, early dinner is important. Kasi kung mag-late dinner ka, yung body mo is geared up pa to digest this foods that you've eaten recently.
Mm-hmm.
So, hindi ka pa makakatulog ka agad. Pero kung you have an early dinner, like before 6 or even 5 o'clock, then at least well-rested yung katawan mo. It's also important to have regular exercise kasi it establishes routine and also helps with your sleep at night. Yung regular exercise.
With regards to regular exercise, Doc, meron bang set time na like or hours in a week na dapat gawin natin na pag-exercise? Like, do we have to do it every day or maybe 3 times a week?
Ang recommended is 5 days a week, at least 30 minutes a day. Yun ang recommended. Oh. It's enough. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pero, depende rin sa weight. Kasi merong mga ibang tao na medyo mataas yung BMI nila, they may need 45 minutes of moderate physical activity 5 times a week. Meron pa ditong, like for example, yung mga, obviously, yung mga feeling stressed nila or anxious, sometimes they take alcohol or coffee. So it's very important to avoid alcohol or coffee. Ideally, no caffeine 6 hours before sleep. Yes, very important yun. Also, doon sa mga taong feeling really anxious, depressed, or worried, it's important that they validate their feelings of anxiety or stress, okay? So it's important not to hide the feeling, not to shame the feeling, because this is normal in this pandemic. It's okay not to feel okay. Validate yourself that, yes, you are anxious, and that, yes, you can do something about it. Kasi if you hide this feeling, it will get worse. If you are you are too critical with yourself, you feel like, oh, why am I feeling like this? You're questioning yourself, then it will just get worse. So the important thing is validate it, acknowledge it, and then do something about it. It's important na kung you feel na your anxiety or sleeping problem is starting to affect your day-to-day life, yung function mo is really disrupted, hindi ka na maka-concentrate during the day, then obviously it's very important to see your doctor. If you are also feeling so depressed and so anxious, you may need a referral for cognitive behavioral therapy. Kasi it can help you cope better in this situation. Obviously, it's very common na they lost interest in the things that they do, lost the drive or motivation, or naapektuhan na rin yung eating nila. So it's very important to consult your doctor.
Doc, finally, ano ba ang iyong maipapayo sa lahat ng ating mga tagapakinig na talaga ngayong panahong ito ay uncertain sila, anxious, ano yung gusto mong iiwang mensahe sa kanila?
Oo. So it's very important na if you are getting information, make sure you're getting the correct information. Hindi yung mga na-forward ng media or na-forward ng Facebook or saan ba. You make sure you get the correct information and a valid information. Anxiety is really making sure that they talk to someone. Yeah, it could be a family friend, it could be your family, or it could be your counselor or your doctor, but they talk to someone. So it's very, they get enough support.
Thank you so much for sharing your knowledge sa amin dito sa SBS Filipino. I'm sure maraming natutunan ng ating mga tagapakinig. At muli, ikaw amin aabangan sa susunod na buwan. Salamat po.
Thank you so much.
Ayan. At para naman sa ating mga tagapakinig, laging tandaan ang ating kalusugan ay kayamanan na dapat ingatan. Para sa Healthy Pinoy, ako po muli si Claudette Centeno.
Healthy Pinoy. Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.